Scripture this morning, beginning with Matthew, the first chapter and the 21st verse. Matthew, the sixth chapter, the first through the fourth verses. Acts, the 20th chapter, the 35th verse. Malachi 3 and 10. Let us read in your hearing at this time from Matthew, the first chapter and the 21st verse. And we're reading from the NIV version. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew, the sixth chapter, the first through the fourth verses. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Acts, the 20th chapter, 35th verse. In everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Malachi 3 and 10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And our final scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The word of God for the people of God. You may take your seat. Amen. 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 Elder, I got some feedback. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Bring it down a little bit. Amen. Thank you, God. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, people of the Most High God. This morning, God says that giving brings my blessing. Amen? Giving brings my blessing. We read Matthew, the first chapter, and that 21st verse. Giving brings my blessing. In other words, my blessing is in giving, amen? Not in receiving from others. My blessing doesn't come by always having my hand out, amen? My blessing doesn't come by hustling folks, if I may, amen? My blessing doesn't come from taking from others, amen? But my blessing comes in giving, amen? Giving brings my blessing. My blessing is what? In giving. Not in receiving, but in giving. The more I give, the word of God says, the more I what? Shall receive. Amen? My blessing comes in giving. Matthew 1 and 21 says, she will give birth to a son. Mary's blessing came in what? In giving. It says she will give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Let's talk about that for a moment. When we think about that scripture, what we know about that scripture is, this is being directed to Joseph at this time, amen? She will give birth to a son. The angel is speaking to Joseph, amen? Joseph is reminded that this woman that he is betrothed to, who is now found with child, amen, is going to give birth to a son. But Joseph is on assignment. A lot of times I think we kind of push Joseph to the back. But Joseph was given that direction, amen, as the man of the house. You are to call him Jesus, amen? Amen. Give him the name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus, deliverer, amen. Redeemer, amen. She will give birth to a son. And you, though, she's going to give the birth. You have got to give the name, amen. Fathers give their children their what? Their name, amen. You are to give him the name Jesus because he will. Didn't say he might. It said he will save his people from their sins. Amen. Who will save the people from their sins? He will. Who? Christ will. Not me. Amen. I'm going to say it like this. Not your daddy. Amen. Because our Father will save us from our what? Our sins. Not your mother. Amen. Not your sister or your brother, but he, not your pastors, nor your preachers. They cannot save you. All they can do is give you the word of God. Amen. Because he says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw the men unto me. Amen. He will save his people from their sins. Amen. Amen. Whosoever will, let him what? Come. Amen. You can join the forces. Amen. You can come into the kingdom. Amen. You can come in. Amen. Out of the world and into the kingdom. He will save his people from their sins. Amen. He said, I came to save the lost. Amen. If you're already in the house, you're already saved. Amen. You got to draw somebody else in. Amen. He says, I will save the people from their sins. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Giving brings my blessing. My blessing is in giving, amen? Joseph had a blessing in what? In giving Christ his name. You know, we don't know a whole lot about the life of Joseph, amen? Especially after Christ came into the world. But when we study, we understand that Christ was given the trade, amen? Of Joseph, amen. Joseph had to train him as a child to be a what? A carpenter, amen. That's where he got that skill and that the time that Christ kind of wandered away from his parents when they found him in the temple teaching. Joseph didn't. They didn't record Joseph saying anything, but it was his mother, amen. That's the roles that mothers will step up and play. It was his mother that kind of chastised him at that time. But then he chastised her, amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, this morning. My blessing is in giving. In other words, amen? Giving is my blessing, amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When we talk about Joseph, the father of Jesus, for just a moment, when we read in Luke 2 and 41, and we mentioned that every year, the word says his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the what? The Passover. Says when he was 12 years old, amen? They went up to the feast according to the custom. That's what they did every year. And after the feast was over, we know how children do, amen? They kind of wander away to do their own thing. But after the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy stayed behind in Jerusalem. So they've gone on, amen, home, and he stayed behind in Jerusalem. They were not, amen. Let me tell you that I can just imagine that even then, during those times when children followed their parents, you see, they didn't have to keep telling them, you know where we going. You better come on here, amen. It was a custom. It was a way of life that if the parents move, what happened? You move too, amen. Even for some of us, amen, when our parents moved, we moved, amen. Thank you, God. But the parents were unaware. They didn't have to be cautious like we have to be now, keeping every eye on every child, amen. Amen. There was a more safe environment, if I may say. But they were unaware that he stayed behind. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for dinner. Let me give you a picture of that. Because, see, it wasn't just Joseph. It wasn't just Mary. It wasn't just Jesus. Remember, when they traveled in bands, amen? They traveled in groups, amen? So when they were aware that he was not in their company, they had traveled on for a whole day. my Lord, we would be frantic. Amen? Calling the police. Amen? Filing a missing child report. Amen? They began looking for him among their relatives and friends. I told you they traveled in groups. Amen? Thank you, Lord. They begin to look for Christ. And after 3 days, my Lord, I can imagine what some of these daddies would have done. You've been missing for how many? 3 days. After 3 days, though, they didn't find him in a mess. They didn't find him laying beside the road. They didn't find him running with the wrong crowd. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers. Amen? They found him in a good place, listening to them and asking questions. Amen? They found him beginning at the very conception of his ministry here on earth. Amen? And everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. Amen? My God, my God. We don't know when Joseph left this world, but we know he left. Amen? We can suppose that maybe he died during the quiet years of Jesus' life, because there was a period when we didn't hear anything about Christ's life. Amen? I can imagine he was before his father studying and receiving from God what he had to endure. Amen? Receiving from God what he needed for his true mission. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So Joseph played a very serious part in preparing this, our Savior. Matthew 6, 1 through 4, amen? Thank you, God. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. To be seen by them. If do, you will have a reward from your Father in heaven, amen? So when you give to the needy, when you help somebody out, go ahead and help somebody out, amen? You don't have to announce, you know, that you helped somebody out. When God lays in your spirit that somebody is in need, you don't have to announce that that person is in need. Amen? It says, when you give to the needy, don't announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. If you're doing what you're doing so that others can lift you up, amen, you're doing it for the wrong reason. But if you're doing what you're doing so that God can be lifted up, amen, then you're on the right track. Thank you, God. My God, giving brings my what? Blessing. My blessing is in giving. Be careful not to practice your righteousness to be seen by them, so that your giving, that fourth verse says, may be what? In secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Let me just take a moment with that. Your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. You see, when you're doing what you're doing to make a difference or an impact in the lives of others in kingdom, amen, when you're doing it and you're staying on the back burner, what you're doing is allowing God what? To get the glory. He says, let your light what? So shine that men see your good works. Folks might see you doing some things, amen? But let me tell you, but it says that, let it shine. Let them see your good works, but let them honor the Father who is in heaven, amen? So when you're doing some things, your giving brings your blessing. Your blessing is in giving, amen? But it's about the motive. If I may, wait, yeah. It's about the motive. What is your motive? Amen. Thank you, God. Even in this holiday season time, amen, as we're sharing with others and we're looking to the needy. Had a conversation with my mom on yesterday because we had Christmas giving, amen, this past weekend. We blessed some families and their church was doing the same type of thing on yesterday. Thank you, God. And one of the things she said was one of the things we just said. Folks need more than this time of year, y'all. People need blessings throughout the year, amen? needy families don't just need because we're in the holiday season. Come on, God. Needy families need at the time they what need. Come on, Jesus. God doesn't put our needs on hold for a specific season, for a specific time of the year, because if we really understand and we really recognize it, once Christ came, the entire our lives became a season of giving. God had already given the ultimate thing that we could receive. Amen? Giving brings my blessing. Aren't you glad God gave? My blessing is in giving. Acts 20 and 35. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. In everything, I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Give some stuff this season. Not just money. People need more than finances. People need more than you paying their bill. People need more than you bringing groceries. Come on, God. People need more than, amen? I didn't say there wasn't a need for some of those things, but sometimes if we handicap them because we're constantly doing that, see, people need training too. People need to be taught how to be independent, amen? People need to be taught, thank you, God, when they're always at a low, when they're never able to figure out, amen, how to get from A, what, to B, not even to Z, amen, somebody's got to begin to give of themselves some training, amen? Sometimes we have to give some of our own life stories, amen? The word of God says, by the power of our testimonies, others shall overcome, amen? When you've been through some hardships and hard times, amen? Oh, my God. Somebody coined, I'm so glad I don't look like what I've been through, amen? If I looked like what I've been through, amen, I can talk about me. If I looked like what I've been through, amen, I'd be a rocky mess. If I looked like what I've been through, amen, you may not even recognize right now who I am. I'm so glad, Elder, I don't look like what I've been through, amen? From the conception of our mother's womb until the peeking out into this world until this present day. Every one of us in here can look back and there are some things we've been through that we're so glad we don't look like. Amen. In everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak. It didn't say cause them to stay weak, amen? It says help the weak and remember the words of the Lord that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. But our giving of gifts are not always material, amen? Our giving of gifts don't always have to be financial, amen? People need love. People need hope, amen? People need Jesus, amen? Thank you, God. Malachi 3 and 10, we're almost there. Thank you, God. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. This word didn't say some. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be what? Food in my house. And we're reading, thank you, God. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. I believe the King James Version says, I will pour out a blessing. A blessing, what? One blessing that you won't have room enough to what? Receive it. I will pour out such blessing that you won't have room enough to receive it. God can take one blessing and spiral it into what? Many, amen? Bring, but it says, don't miss it. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. That's your giving, amen? You've got to give in order to what? Receive. A lot of us want to just receive, amen? Thank you, Lord. A lot of us want to receive, and I really need us to understand this is not about finances or monetary things, but this morning is about spiritual things, amen? This morning is about those things that can take us beyond the finances. This morning is about those things that will take us beyond this world, amen? It says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Somebody is hungry in the house, amen? Somebody is hungry and needs to be what? Fed. There may be food in my house. If we don't bring anything into the kingdom, then the kingdom will lack in what it needs to offer. Amen? He says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. The storehouse means to set it aside. The storehouse means you store up. See, the older folks, my mother and my grandmother, they understood that thing. They used to store up even food, amen? If you think about, oh my God, if I may, you think about squirrels, amen? They store up. A little creature elder knows I do not get along with. But the squirrels even store up for later. You see them, they're picking the acorns and then they're storing, amen? And they're putting stuff aside. Animals have an instinct. That's supposed to be common sense for us, but their instinct causes them to do things that we neglect. My mother and my aunts and my grandmother used to store up, amen? They would get the fruit, the pears and even the okra and the bees and the peas. Oh, my God. We would have bushels. See, our children don't know about this. We would have to sit on the front porch with bushels, amen? Bushels of peas and beans. Now, a bushel of crabs and a bushel of beans and peas is totally different in volume. We're talking about the peas about this long, and you think about a bushel, crater full, and we had to sit there till they were done. We didn't finish on Monday. Better get back out there with your pot or your bowl on Tuesday, amen? And everybody had to help shuck those peas, amen? And shuck the corn even, amen? Oh, my God. And some of us had a favorite thing, not necessarily, but I might have liked to do the peas better than I like to do the corn, amen? Because when you shuck that corn, there were still those fine hairs that had to be pulled out, that silk, amen? Had to be pulled out. Oh, my God. You better not drop one bean or pea on that porch, amen? If you thought one wasn't good, you better ask, amen, Mama, is this okay? Can this go in? And eventually you are trained because you begin to see the beans and the peas that were no good, amen, and you set those aside. They were dried out in black, amen, they were set aside. Thank you, God. And then you had the good crop that went into the pot, amen, or went into the bowl, and then they would blanch that stuff. All they do is drop it in hot water for a few minutes, and then they would bag it up. In Ziplocs when they finally made those. But even before, they would jar them. Mama would cook those pears just a little bit. And she would jar them and put the cloves, amen, and stuff in there. I've got a jar of my mama's pears in my pantry. Now I'm scared to open. But I guarantee you if I open them, they'll probably make a good pie. Because that stuff preserves. Amen? Without all of the chemical stuff that they're putting into things now. But with all of that, they knew how to store up. Amen? They knew how to bring things in and set them aside so there would be food in the house. For when the money ran low, they went in the pantry and they pulled down the jar. There was food in the house. He says, bring the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in the house. And when they stored it up, they didn't just store it up for us, you see. Because our neighbors didn't go without. Come on, God. Amen. He says, try me now in this. I dare you to try me and do what I ask you to do, he says. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. My blessing is in giving. John 3:16. Our final scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Eternal life. For God so loved the world, it says, that he, God, gave his, God's only begotten son, Christ, that whoever believes in him, in Christ, come on, shall not perish but have eternal life. Don't get it twisted. It didn't say whoever believes in God, amen? Because we have some people that believe in God, but they don't believe in Christ, amen? They believe that he was a man and he walked the earth, but they don't believe that he was the Messiah. But the words clearly says, whoever believes in him, Christ, shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting, eternal, life that won't go away, amen? So what if God made us pay every time we sin? He paid the price. What if he decided Christ's life was not enough to pay for our sins? What if we had to pay every time we sin, we'd be broke. Amen? We'd be working to pay for our sin. What if God held grudges, come on, against us for how we treat him, or in fact, how we treat each other? Come on, God. Thank you, Lord. My blessing is in what? Giving. Come on, he bringing it. What if God left us to figure out for ourselves how to be saved? I'm so glad he didn't. And how to be made whole. Thank you, Lord. How many of you can agree with me this morning that even for God, for us, it was better for him to give than to receive? He gave. He gave again. See, that wasn't the first gift, because he gave us the gift of life. He gave. That wasn't the first gift, because he gave us our needs according to his what? Riches and glory. That wasn't the first gift. Come on. For he said, I'll even give you the desires of your what? Heart. But how many of us know it is better to give than to receive? Because see, those scriptures, the clause, because he says, oh my God, I will give you the desires of your heart. But before you get to that, he says, if you delight yourself in me, that's your gift to him. Give so that you can receive. He says, seek first my kingdom, my righteousness, what? And all these things that you worried about will be added unto you. Your peace, your joy, your children, amen? Your home, thank you, God. Your salvation, come on, God. Your redemption, Lord God. Nobody has been born saved, oh my Jesus, but the Christ himself. What if we had to pay him back? If we were truly responsible for ourselves, we'd be in a mess. When would we get it? Raymond, I'm going to tell you this morning. We're going into this next year knowing and believing this thing right here, that every person we meet, without a shadow of a doubt, is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. We can't look down on anybody. We can't look beyond anybody. We can't look away from anybody. Come on, God. Every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. I don't care what shape they're in, because we were in the same shape at one time in our life. I don't care what kind of mess they've made, because we've made our messes along the way. Come on, God. Every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. We're going to be about giving 2020, amen? The more, amen? We're going to be about giving, amen? Even more than we've done, amen? We're going to be about giving, not about receiving, amen? Our hands aren't going to be out, amen? Thank you, God. Because as we're giving, we're going to be able to what? Receive, amen? Why? Because giving brings my blessing. My blessing is in giving. We're going to give some love. We're going to give folks hope. We're going to give people some peace. We're going to give some joy. We're going to give some happiness. Whether we're in this place, whether we're in the stores, whether we're on our job, let me tell you, the word of God and the giving of God has to go outside of the four walls. Amen? Whether we're in our home, if your home is not in order, if you can't give to the people in your house, you can't give to anyone else. Word of God said Christ came. He was among his own, and his own knew him not. We're almost done. Most of all, we're going to give back to God. You can't get when you don't give. You shouldn't look for anything, but you ought to always be looking to see who needs something. Some of us purposely and intentionally hold back on God, but we're going to release in 2020. We think we're holding back from each other. We think we're holding back from the church. We think we're holding back from our pastors. We think we're holding back from our parents. We think we're holding back from our children. But we're holding back. When we hold back love, when we hold back any fruit of the Spirit, goodness and kindness, when we hold back long-suffering, you know what that means? We're impatient with each other. When we hold back, then we hold back God from his people. And he says, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So make sure in your house of faith, on your job, make sure wherever you land your feet, in your schools, make sure wherever you are positioned that you're able to give. And when you give of the fruit of the Spirit, something will grow from that. And you can only grow if you fertilize the ground and you allow him to do the watering. You can really grow if you understand his words. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Giving brings my blessing. My blessing is in giving. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Come on, give him a praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you.